I'm Brett Carter. Thanks for choosing this KAXE-KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcasts. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
It don't matter if you're tall, it don't matter if you're small, it don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all, 'cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends holding fast.
It's time for What's for Breakfast, where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables. We get to know them a little bit better. And Maureen Morrow joins us now. Maureen, thank you so much. You saved us.
Yes.
That was the perfect response.
I listen on Fridays just to hear what people eat for breakfast. And so,
okay.
I figure, you know, today might be my day.
Uh-huh. It is your day.
It is your day.
What have you eaten yet?
I have eaten.
Have your three boys eaten?
They all have eaten, actually.
Okay.
Also, we didn't all eat the same thing, but they
okay.
Didn't.
Oh, so what did you have?
I had graham crackers and milk.
Oh, now we're getting serious. Is this something you've had since you were a little girl?
Yes.
So me too.
You don't put peanut butter on it?
No, she's.
Say that again? I'm sorry.
You don't put peanut butter in the graham crackers?
No.
Oh, no.
You're dunking.
No, no, no.
You're dunking.
You dunk them.
Yeah. And what's... Oh, this is so exciting because that's how I was raised, too. But I go through phases. I don't do it all the time so that it's always a treasure when I do it. But
we don't always have graham crackers in our house. With Jack is... Sometimes we have graham crackers.
And if you tried to get like a cheap graham cracker, and it's just so defeating, even worth it.
You got to get brand name?
Yeah, you got to get a good one. Otherwise, it's just lame. But here's the deal. How to dunk, Heidi. You can do cross grain with the grain, because when you get a whole graham cracker, it has a dividing line. Actually, I think it has four dividing lines.
It has four dividing lines. Yep.
And if you put, you see, if you put it in and you leave it too long, it collapses.
It just breaks when you pull it out.
And now, does that upset you? And do you go right after it with your hands, or what do you do?
No, I leave it for the end, and then I just eat them with a spoon.
Oh,
that is fantastic.
Soggy, really soggy.
I know you could hear it in his voice, but you should have seen his face when he heard that.
I put my hand right in there and get it because it's so upsetting, because I can't have it be mush.
Why wouldn't you break the dividing lines
and
do it one
by
one?
Well, you can, but sometimes when you're really hungry, you stick a whole one in and you do it so the dividing line is vertical. Vertical.
Right. So paying attention.
Yes, if you're paying attention.
Oh, my gosh.
This is exciting.
Never graham crackers in coffee, just in milk.
No. Oh.
Oh, no. Yeah, only milk.
Jeez.
Because we have, because Jack is so little, we only have whole milk, so it's even better.
Oh, my gosh. You aren't a, yeah, skim is useless.
Yes. It's okay. Like if you had a glass of whole milk and then you put some water in there and swished it around.
Yeah.
That's really, skim milk.
Really exciting.
So this is something you've always done?
Mm-hmm. And actually, typically I don't dunk my graham crackers, but I have, like, in the last couple of weeks, I typically strategically place them in a bowl and then fill the bowl up with milk and then eat around
the bowl, clockwise.
Maureen, thank you for your honesty. I appreciate that.
That is incredible.
And so you guys...
It sounds really crazy, actually. Big, say it out loud.
Big chunks, or do you bust them up?
I break them in half.
Well, that's a big chunk, though.
So, I put them in twos, one in front of the other, all the way around the bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
Milk in the bowl.
And very deliberate and perfect, the way you put them around.
Oh, yeah.
You and John.
We got to get together.
Okay, I have a question for the both of you. Golden Graham cereal? Would you ever have
it? Nothing beats a Graham.
No, I mean, Golden Graham cereal is okay, but it's not the same as eating a graham cracker.
Wow.
So when you do dunk and you get in that mood to dunk, will you eat a whole package?
Yep.
Yeah, so do I. You can't.
Like, I can't. You can't stop.
You cannot stop, Heidi.
Well, they have to be crisp, so you might as well eat them up. You don't want, you know, you've busted the seal, so you need to, you know.
Yeah, because you don't want to take the time to put them in a Ziploc baggie and zip them up. You got to get it.
I once had a cinnamon graham cracker. You guys can.
Mm-hmm. No, you're messing with tradition here, Heidi. Just stay out of the conversation. That is fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
Take us to the kid. You have three children?
Three boys. How old are they now?
Three boys. They are 17 months, 6, almost 7, and 7.
So take me through what a morning is like.
Crazy.
Yeah, I'm just trying to even comprehend, because if you said they all eat different stuff.
So I get up, I get myself ready typically-ish, and then everybody else will slowly get up. But the baby usually gets up first, and I just plop him in a high chair with some Cheerios and maybe a bottle of milk. And then James almost always has oatmeal, and Micah almost always has some sort of cereal.
So oatmeal, you got to take some time to do that.
Oh, no, instant oatmeal.
But still, that's an effort. I mean, it's still an effort. It's not like pouring a bowl of cereal. You got to heat it up. You got to take.
I usually just run hot water and just put hot water from the tap right into it.
Well, go. Yeah, well. Now, Maureen, if memory serves me right, you one time came in with your two boys.
We did, yeah.
And made pancakes for us.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh,
you remember?
We make those pancakes every Saturday morning.
Oh my gosh! And they were like 3 years old, I think, at the time.
Oh, yeah. I bet we've been doing it. Yeah, probably at least 4 or 5 years. Every Saturday we have pancakes.
Wow. This is like the highlight of my day, because I wonder what the percentage of Americans or the world in general eat graham crackers and milk.
I can't imagine. I don't know. Like, I think about that. Are graham crackers a cereal, though? I mean, are they something that somebody would... like think of to eat for breakfast?
Yeah,
been introduced them as breakfast?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think of them as crushing them up and making a crust, but I don't know who buys them.
I know you don't want me to talk, John, because I don't know about graham crackers, but I'm going to say that I appreciate the both of you and your purist attitude about the graham crackers, because I think a lot of people think of them as just a vehicle for a s'more, for instance, like me, I'm sorry, I said peanut butter, but the old lady who lived down the street, when she was out of cookies, she would make a special thing and she put peanut butter and graham cracker for us, Mrs. Brock. So that's why I started doing that. It's actually a good little taste combination.
Well, I'd like to go back and you can help us a little bit. Do you remember how it originated? Why would my mom buy me graham crackers? I mean, you don't know anything about them unless you're introduced to them. So I wonder if it was like a budget thing. We didn't have any money and they got graham crackers. Do you remember how you were introduced to them?
My uncle, my mom's brother, is a graham cracker fanatic also. Like, that's why I eat them out of a bowl like that, because that's how he eats them out of a bowl. That's how I learned from him.
That's so beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. That's Maureen Morrow from Grand Rapids. Is that right?
Yeah. You're
in Grand Rapids? Okay. She's a member of KAXC, KBXC. She and John are bonding over graham crackers this morning. Why are you a member of KAXC, KBXC?
I think I'm a member just because KAXC has been a part of my life since my parents moved to Grand Rapids. I mean, I can remember as a child listening to Green Cheese on Saturday nights with my parents. And so, I mean, I think it's just what we do.
Wow. Well, thank you now for being on What's for Breakfast.
I'm sorry I can't send you graham crackers, but I can. Homestead Mills is our sponsor. So
Do you guys have a favorite brand?
Well, I don't think we should say it.
Okay. All right. It's kind of secret.
It's kind of got a navy blue.
I'm guessing you and Maureen have the same brand that you like.
Yeah, there's only one. There's only one.
You really can't do generic graham crackers.
Okay. Yeah, all right. I'm sorry. Okay. Let's go back to the parting gift.
Homestead Mills is our sponsor. You can get country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes. And I don't feel you want pancakes because that's your tradition in a different way.
Yep. And so I was actually thinking that same thing. I've never had their cereal. So I think that would be a good one.
It'll be showing up at your house in a cream colored linen bag. It'll knock at the door.
Excellent. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Maureen.
Thanks for making my day.
You're welcome.
See you later.
What's for breakfast on the Friday morning show?
Strutting back in style. Yes, we'll be friends.